Pope Francis traveled to the Roman cemetery of Prima Porta, where he offered the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass for the liturgical commemoration of All Souls Day. Thousands of people joined the Holy Father as he prayed for the repose of the souls of all the faithful departed. Arriving at the cemetery, Pope Francis visited a mausoleum and laid flowers at several tombs while praying silently. Later, during the Mass, in a homily he delivered off the cuff, the Holy Father reflected on the words of Job, "I know that my Redeemer lives."
Commemorazione dei defunti. A questo doppio senso.
The commemoration of the dead, he explained, fills us both with a sense of sadness and with hope. A cemetery is sad because it reminds us of our loved ones who have died. It reminds us of our future, death. But, he continued, in this sadness, we bring flowers as a sign of hope. Even, I could say, of a festival. But later, not now. Hope, Pope Francis said, can help us because we too must make the same journey from this life to the next. The hope in the resurrection does not disappoint.
Quest'ancora non delude. La speranza di la resurrezione.
In fact, it is Jesus himself who first took this journey. We walk along the path he has trod. With his cross, Pope Francis said,
con la sua croce ci ha aperto la porta della speranza.
Jesus has opened the gate of salvation where we will contemplate God. The Flaminio Cemetery in Prima Porta, where Pope Francis said the All Souls Day Mass, is the largest cemetery in Rome. Following the cemetery on his return to the Vatican, Pope Francis was scheduled to visit St. Peter's Basilica for a private prayer for his deceased predecessors in the Petrine office. I'm Christopher Wells.